Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, December 9th. Currently with fair skies, it is 20 degrees. The humidity is 78%. The wind speed is west at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.17 and the dew point is 14 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Two teens were identified as the deceased parties in the accident earlier this week on the 6th Street Bridge in Topeka.
On Thursday, the Topeka Police Department indicated that Michael Tolan Jr., a 16-year-old from Topeka, and Eric Gonzalez Del Real, an 18-year-old from Topeka, were the victims within this crash. The boys died after the car they were traveling in hit a semi-truck and fell from the 6th Street Bridge onto a closed section of I-70. From Topeka, this is Mark Wilson.
Garden City Police needed the help of area ranchers to help gather cattle after a truck overturned around 8 p.m. Wednesday. A semi-trailer overturned on a ramp on U.S. Highway 50. The semi-trailer door was damaged when it overturned and several cattle escaped. The driver is expected to be okay, and firefighters were able to extract the remaining cattle from the truck. Three head of cattle died in the accident and one was injured. Traffic around the incident was diverted while police investigated and cattle were rounded up for about 6 hours. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Is your life affected by someone else's gambling? If your answer is yes or you have more questions, Gammonon is there for you. Gammonon helps family members, friends, and those affected by a compulsive gambler find answers and strategies for dealing with the finances, debts, and strained relationships caused by gambling. Visit gam-anon.org for the national meeting list. Come to a meeting whether or not the gambler in your life seeks help or even recognizes that there is a gambling problem. For more information, go to
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly invites job seekers and employers to participate in the last statewide virtual job fair that's being offered in 2022. This virtual fair, hosted by Kansas Works, will take place from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, December 14th. The virtual statewide job fair portal features a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in, and registration is required in order to participate in the event, regardless of your previous participation. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said the statewide virtual job fairs have been very successful in helping Kansans find new career paths, and with companies hiring throughout the state, there are jobs available for anyone that's looking. The Kansas Work Centers are ready and willing to help. Workforce development teams provide assistance with the job search process, creating effective resumes, job training, job placement, and more. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally, as employers might request to engage in a video interview on the spot. Candidates can participate by any digital device, and any individual with a disability can request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center prior to the event. You can visit kansasworks.gov and click on the link to register for the December 14th virtual job fair. On Monday, nearly 400 Farm Bureau members of Kansas wrapped up business for their farm organization during Kansas Farm Bureau's 104th annual meeting. The policies adopted will now become the organization's roadmap for the 2023 legislative session, and topics of discussion included water, medical marijuana, and energy production. Wilson County farmer Joe Newland was elected president, and others elected to the board of directors included George Pretz of Miami County, Steve McLeod of Harvey County, Doug Zillinger of Phillips County, Joe Jury of Gray County, and Craig Cooper of Sheridan County. Outgoing Kansas Farm Bureau President Rich Feltz was honored at Sunday's banquet that included remarks from Senator Jerry Moran. Other activities included a host of agriculture-related workshops and speakers, and Senator Roger Marshall and Representative Tracy Mann spoke during a policy update, which also included briefings from Kansas Farm Bureau staff on issues important to agriculture, and county farm bureaus and volunteers were recognized for their 2022 achievements. Nearly $5,600 was raised through a silent auction sponsored by the Women's Leadership Committee for the End Hunger Campaign, and Kansas Farm Bureau Foundation's fundraiser, Let the Good Times Roll, raised more than $25,000, which also benefited the End Hunger Campaign. Governor Kelly reported that the state is on track to implement a new law to phase out the state's sales tax on groceries over 3 years. The governor signed the Axe the Food Tax legislation in May, and she said the Kansas Department of Revenue has published its notice to initiate those changes. Governor Kelly also renewed her call for lawmakers to pass a bill that immediately eliminates the state sales tax on groceries, diapers, and feminine hygiene products. Governor Kelly said they have axed the food tax and are putting money back in Kansans' pockets, and Kansans will see the savings very soon, but she said they can do more. When the Kansas legislature comes back in January, she said she will push again for the complete and immediate elimination of the state sales tax on groceries. The law will drop the tax to 4% in January, to 2% in 2024, and to zero in 2025. And Governor Kelly has said previously that it will save taxpayers about $740 million over 3 years, with a family spending $200 a week on groceries, saving $208 in 2023. Students in Graham County School District were out on Thursday due to illness and a predicted winter storm that impacted parts of northwest Kansas, and the district also called off school for Friday due to widespread illness. Friday's cancellation comes with postponed sporting events for Hill City High School. The district said Hill City High School basketball games against Thomas More Prep will be postponed, and the high school isn't sending any wrestlers to a tournament in Ellis. The cancellations in Hill City follow similar action in the Ashland School District in southwest Kansas. Ashland dismissed classes early on Wednesday and canceled classes Thursday due to a high number of student and staff absences attributed to illness. The Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball team hosted Thunder Ridge on December 8th, and coach Jim Cole reported that the Northern Valley Junior High A team boys had a big win over the Thunder Ridge Longhorns with a score of 38-28. Coach said the Huskies played great defense and hustled after loose balls and rebounds the whole game. Tate Talheim had the hot hand on offense, and his teammates did a good job of getting him the ball for open shots. Tate finished the game with 24 points, including 5 3-pointers, and the Northern Valley A team's record is now 4-2. The Northern Valley B team lost to the Longhorns 11-31, with Lucas Hansen and Griffin McKinney each playing one quarter and leading the Huskies in scoring with 5 and 4 points. The Huskies will travel to Rexford next Thursday to battle the Golden Plain Bulldogs. In Nebraska news, a woman has died and two people were in serious condition after a rollover crash on Thursday morning in Lincoln County. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office said the report came in at 10:17 a.m. of a crash at mile marker 96 along Highway 83 between North Platte and Stapleton, and deputies, North Platte and Logan County Rescue, responded to the scene. Upon arrival, emergency workers found the adult female driver deceased outside of the vehicle, and two passengers who were in very serious condition and were transported to Great Plains Health. The Sheriff's Office accident reconstructionist and witnesses to the accident reported that the vehicle was southbound on U.S. Highway 83, lost control on the icy roadway, and the vehicle then traveled into the east ditch, rolling several times into a pasture. The name of the deceased was being held pending family notification. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services will begin issuing summer pandemic electronic transfer benefits, or PEBT. The benefits will be issued to households with school-aged children eligible for free or reduced-price school meals who temporarily lost access to these meals due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The benefits will be issued for children in child care December 8th, school children in the Omaha Metro on December 13th, and the rest of the state on December 15th. Families with questions about PEBT can contact dhhs.nebraskapebt@nebraska.gov, and they need to include in the email the parent's name, master case number, address, email address, phone number, child's name, and the child's date of birth. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay wrestling coach Bill Brockelman to talk about the wrestlers and their meet on Saturday in Holdridge.
I'm here with head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman. Coach, last week you started off the season. You took a squad over to St. Francis, and you come home with a first place and several medals on that. Let's talk about St. Francis.
St. Francis this year was a little weaker than it was in the past because Ray had just got off the state championship. But overall, we had some good kids there. We brought home 4 firsts, 2nd, 4 thirds, and 3 fourths as a team. And the kids wrestled well, but it showed that we still had a lot to learn.
And then, of course, you also had a squad that went over to Trigo, and a good showing by the girls.
Girls wrestled really well. They competed really well. We're really green, so there's definitely a lot to learn because we got 11 freshmen out. Some of them have never wrestled before. So they're really green, and we had a lot of instances of learning, but they competed very well, which you can't teach to kids. They got to have that competitive spirit. At Trigo, we had 0 firsts, 1 second, 2 thirds, and 3 fourths, and brought home a second place team finish overall. So they competed really well.
And it's kind of a small squad on your for the junior varsity boys that went to Trigo also.
Yeah, we had 4 boys go there. 2 of them had never wrestled before, but they did their best and competed. And then we had 2 other ones that wrestled pretty well. Problem with sometimes sending JV is sometimes we can't seed them. So some of them had really tough first-round matches, and then they were really competitive in that second match, and we just fell a little short.
And like always, during the week, you have a wrestler of the week. And let's start off with the varsity. Who would those have been?
So varsity boys was Aston Katz. He had a fantastic showing for his first high school tournament and wrestled really well and competed with some really tough kids. And then on the varsity girls side was Ashlyn Talent. She was our lone second place finisher. Won 4 matches by first period fall and lost to the champion from Trigo.
You also include the junior varsity, and of course that's not a split squad, but that's all around everybody on the junior varsity.
Yes, this week our JV wrestler was Evie Vance. She finished 3rd in her weight class, and she wrestled really well. Her only loss came to Destiny Gonzalez of Goodland, who was a state placer last year, so it was a quality loss.
That brings us up to this week, and it's going to be a Friday for you where you'll be going to Southern Valley, and that is a varsity tournament, but you're going to be sending several junior varsity squad members up there.
Yes, Southern Valley this year is a little different because it's not a scramble tournament, so I don't think it'll run as late as it has in years past. On the boys' side, we're sending some JV kids and some of the varsity kids that maybe are a little small for their weight class or need a little more experience, and then on the girls' side, we're sending all our girls up there, and looking at the head-to-head matchups, we should almost get 2 to 3 matches per girl, so that'll be a good change from last year as well.
I know that we talked about it prior, but Nebraska just really adopting the girls' competition now. What do you expect as number-wise up at Southern Valley?
I think they emailed out a little over 150 boys and maybe close to 100 girls looking through the head-to-head thing. They didn't really send us a number on girls, but looking through the head-to-head, there's about 2 to 6 girls per weight, so that's pretty close to 100.
Well, then on Saturday, you're going to be running the varsity up to Holdridge, the Duster Scramble up there, and that's quite a competitive tournament then.
Yeah, Holdridge is a really competitive tournament because we see some of those perennial Nebraska schools like Broken Bow and Cozad's there, who has some really tough kids. And Minden is an up-and-coming Class B school that's become really tough. So it's good to see those guys. And there's quite a few Lincoln schools that come over there. So it's nice to see some different competition rather than what we see every week, it seems like. So, and it's a little bit different style of wrestling sometimes.
What, why don't you tell us the times on Friday at Southern Valley and then again the times on Holdridge?
Southern Valley starts at 10 a.m. and then Holdridge starts at 9:30.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best luck when you send a squad up to Southern Valley on Friday and then, of course, on Saturday, the Duster Scramble in Holdridge, Nebraska, reporting for KQ&K. I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Brockelman, and good luck to the Blue Jay wrestlers today at Southern Valley and tomorrow in Holdridge. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, the topside tip-off in Goodland, the girls will play at 7 p.m. and the boys will play at 9 p.m. At 10 a.m., the high school wrestling at Southern Valley, and at 2:23 p.m., the junior high K meeting. On Saturday, the topside tip-off at Goodland, all day long the ACT testing, and at 9:30 a.m., the wrestling in Holdridge. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having barbecue beef, homemade bun, corn, sweet potato french fries, pineapple chunks, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken breast fillet, whipped potatoes, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be mostly sunny with a high near 49 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become southeast in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 20 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming northwest after midnight. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 51. On Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 20. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 54. And on Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 29. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, for Monday it should be partly sunny with the high near 60 and breezy. On Tuesday, there's a chance of rain showers before noon, and then a chance of rain and snow showers. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 45 and breezy. On Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 34 and breezy. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 33 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 20 degrees. The humidity is 78%. The wind speed is west at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.17, and the dew point is 14 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
A single gift can bring many holiday joys. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, get holiday celebrations off to a bright start with CU Money Visa gift cards. Share the one gift that can fit everyone's holiday dreams. Purchase one today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. Federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas Jayhawks are headed to the Liberty Bowl for their first bowl matchup in 14 years, and it's an important one as they're selected among multiple Big 12 teams for this spot. Michael Swain of Fog.net joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed the Jayhawks being selected for the Liberty Bowl among over teams like Baylor and Oklahoma, and what that means for the respect this program has now garnered.
Look at the teams that the Liberty Bowl passed up, right? Baylor's having to go play at TCU's stadium after they were picked to win the league to start the season. Like, that's kind of embarrassing for Baylor. I know a lot of Baylor fans are kind of pissed off about that. So I think for KU, it's great that they're in this bowl game, because not only is it great for getting that kind of four-hour advertisement for the program, but also it shows that, hey, people are interested in this KU team, in this KU program, even more interested than other Big 12 teams. And I just think that's huge for the overall way that this program is viewed throughout the conference and I think just the country in general.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor.
The holiday season is right around the corner, so give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a steal. From powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws under the tree to branded accessories stuffed in their stockings, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and...
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank, with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Experts in ag lending, member FDIC.
Remember when you were younger with a vision of your future goals or dreams? Let the lending team at Solutions North Bank help make those goals and dreams a reality. Are you finally ready to expand your farming operation? Maybe you are ready to take the leap and open your own business. No matter what your end vision includes, SNB has the lending tools to help. Stop by and visit with a member of our lending team today. Solutions North Bank. Solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. We start off with your weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Today looks fair for most of our state, with high pressure moving in from the central Rockies. We still do have that stationary front off to our south, and it'll stay there with another low pressure wave getting together in southeast Colorado today. That'll be drifting down into northern Texas and tapping into some moist air, so it could bring some showers back to parts of Kansas by late this afternoon into early Saturday. Following that, that high in the central Rockies should expand into the central plains by Saturday afternoon, clearing things out. And then Sunday looks fair. Temperatures will be staying near average through the upcoming weekend. Sunday looks to be the best day of the weekend, with lots of sun and fairly mild daytime highs. We're expecting 50s statewide. It looks like our next front will be arriving Monday with a few more showers, but generally fair in the meantime. I'm meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Thank you, Steve. We have another overnight session where the grains are in the green. December corn up a penny at 633, March up two at 644 and a half.
January beans up four at $14.90 and a quarter. March up four and a half at $14.94 and three quarters. The November new crop is unchanged, $13.97 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat, March up two and a quarter at $8.47. May up two and a half at $8.42 and a quarter. And the July new crop up five and a quarter at $8.39 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, March up three and a quarter at $7.49 and a half. May up three at $7.59 and a quarter. The July